So one of the things to be aware of is that the word presents things so far as the more exterior meaning is concerned in ways which appeal to natural affections. So we have this very similar descriptions of experiences of natural and spiritual. So, you know, we have houses, we have duties, we have all those things. So the spiritual world is presented very much as a mirror, or maybe the natural world is a mirrored image of the spiritual world in that sense. But when you think about spiritual uses, they are different to natural uses. So in the spiritual world, while you might be engaged in, I don't know, whatever uses we are engaged in there, that look from an external point of view very similar to what we do here, the actual meaning and focus is not on the natural, physical, or sensory experience. The sensory supports the spiritual, and the spiritual always has to do with the things of the will and the understanding. And spiritual uses, or the angelic heavens, are focused on what the Lord's end is, which is the salvation of the human race. So all the uses in the spiritual world are probably closer to body functions, biological functions in terms of correspondence, than they are to the more external manifestations, because actually those external manifestations, that's at this level of life, are still a projection of the mind, but they just take a more concrete, literal form. So I think if you remember that video that Curtis did on the lungs, there's imagery in there which shows how a city represents the human body effectively in terms of, you know, you've got distribution and eradication of waste. Like, so all those elements that are found in the human body are found in our societies on a more external level as well. And then stepping back into what is more spiritual, those same things are there as well, but they are much more associated and attuned to the development of the mind. So all the uses that societies in the spiritual world are engaged in are uses that have to do with the elimination of evil and falsity and the promotion of what is good and true. So there's this need then to remain open for those things to be redefined. So when we engage in natural duties in this world, it's not about the duties we are doing. Like, we engage in uses, employments, all of that. But the reason we are encouraged to engage in those things is so that we can see our resistances, so that we can see what's going on within. So we may be asked to do something and we might be resistant to doing it, but it serves a good use, so then we engage with it. But there's still this underlying, I don't really want to be here doing this. So if that natural use is to support the spiritual use, then through dividing our attention, we can shift our focus. So now it becomes something much more positive. We move out of the identification with the negative states and begin to view the negative states from the word, from the work of self-examination. And so now that exterior use is serving a spiritual end, and the spiritual end is we get to see the motivations that we're operating from. And so we can bring them before the Lord and have those things exposed and worked out. So it empowers us, the word empowers us to be able to respond as of self in spiritual work while engaged in the natural world. So, you know, spirits and angels have a sensory world that they inhabit and experience just as we do. And when you read about that, the numbers around that, what you see is that they need that sensory world in order to get in touch with their mental states, their thoughts and their feeling states. So that's the principle. The sensory level is there to support the work of regeneration. That's its use. It's there so that we can come into contact with what needs to be worked with internally. So when we think about it in that way, and what we see in the story is how what the Egyptians conjure, or that state, what that state is looking to do, is to make the external the real thing in itself. So then there is nothing more interior. And in that way, there's faith without charity. And charity is the shunning of evils as sins, right? So you can have the illusion of having a religion or spirituality without the actual function of it. And that's idolatry in the end. That's just pure idolatry. And that's the natural man's go-to, which is why we need divine revelation, why we need a word, because it points out the things that we just have no ability in ourselves to actually realize. There's nothing in us that can see what the real spiritual issues are. And it's the word that provides us with sight, hearing, all those sensory things are functions of the word in us, spiritual senses I'm talking about. And that's the crucial point. For something to be spiritual, the Lord has to be acknowledged. There has to be an acknowledgement of the Lord. That's not to say that those interventions aren't steps along the way, but if it doesn't lead to an acknowledgement of the Lord and actually stepping back from the idea that I am a self, that I have an autonomous, independent existence, because a genuine spirituality leads us away from our belief in ourself to a belief in the Lord. And if that doesn't happen, then we have gone through things that look similar but reinforce my sense of self. And that's where the issue really lies from a spiritual perspective. So all efforts not done from the word or from the Lord are done from self. They're done from proprium, and so can't lead to anything of spiritual benefit.